Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. After William Grant Still wrote his Afro-American Symphony, he found bits of poetry to go with each movement of the piece. Not poetry to sing, just poetry to read and think about as you listen to the music. The poetry is by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the first African-American writer to become really famous. Dunbar was born in 1872 in Dayton, Ohio. His mother was a former slave. His father escaped slavery and joined a Massachusetts regiment to fight in the Civil War. Dunbar started writing poetry when he was six. Herbert Martin is an expert on Dunbar who teaches at the University of Dayton. He says Mrs. Dunbar made sure her son got a good education alongside other famous Dayton natives.
She kept him in school through high school. And he was friends with the Wright brothers, who also lived in the same neighborhood.
Paul Lawrence Dunbar was the only African American in his class. He was a good student and editor of his high school newspaper. Herbert Martin says Dunbar wanted to become a lawyer.
But he found all of the law offices closed to him as a clerk simply because he was black.
Instead, he took a job operating an elevator in an office building.
But he was clever because he would announce to people as they got on the elevator that he wrote poetry.
Dunbar published his first book of poetry himself and sold it to people who rode his elevator. His second book of poetry got the attention of an important critic who gave it a great review, and all of a sudden, Dunbar was famous all over the country. Dunbar wrote in two different styles. Some of his poetry was in standard English. This one, called He Had His Dream, seems to anticipate Martin Luther King Jr.
He had his dream, and all through life, worked up to it, through toil and strife. Afloat forever before his eyes, it colored for him all his skies. The storm cloud dark above his bark, the calm and listless vault of blue, took on its hopeful hue. It tinctured every passing beam. He had his dream.
Dunbar also wrote poetry in dialects. The words on the page look funny because they imitate the way language is spoken by real people. Other famous writers at the time, like Mark Twain and James Whitcomb Riley, wrote that way too. Dunbar wrote poems in Irish and German dialect, but he's most famous for poems in Black English. William Grant Still chose some of those poems to go with his Afro-American symphony, like this stanza of Twelve de Night Is Pass, for the bluesy first movement.
All my life long, till the night has passed, let the work come as it will, so that I find you, my honey, at last, somewhere just over the hill.
The poem for the second movement, When I Gets Home, sounds like a spiritual.
It's mighty tiresome laying round this sorrow-laden earthly ground. Oftentimes I thinks I, 'twould be a sweet thing just to die and go long home.
The third movement of the Afro-American Symphony uses a tiny bit of one of Dunbar's most famous poems, an antebellum sermon.
And we will shout our hallelujahs on that mighty reckoning day.
And for the fourth movement of the symphony, there's a verse of Ode to Ethiopia.
Be proud, my race, in mind and soul. Thy name is writ on glory's scroll in characters of fire. High mid the clouds of fame's bright sky, thy banner's blazon folds now fly, and truth shall lift them higher.
Hear more of Paul Laurence Dunbar's poetry and more about it from Herbert Martin on the Classics for Kids webpage. There's a link to it on this station's website. Next week, music by other Black composers, not all of them American. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please listen again for more Classics for Kids.